this Monday starts Bahab. Some people are noyik to fast. In Lakewood, I just heard they even have a minion Bahab with Vayechal. Monday, Thursday, and Monday. And this Shabbos is going to be, we're going to say a Misha Berach for those that are Mis'ana, that fast Bahab. We're going to speak to go through the reason why we fast Bahab. And where you say to Misha Berach and a couple of the halachas. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Sakva Deshata Rigla. What's Sakva Deshata Rigla? Says Rashi, Ri'ua Shal Yemois Hashana. The worst time of the year, the worst time of the year for Yichud is for a person, for Yichud, and Yichud that brings us a day Avera, is B'Yimei HaRegel. Yom Tov, a person is Olol to be Nichshal in Yichud, and Yichud to be bringly day Avera is Yom Tov. Why? Says Rashi, Loshen Rashi, Sheyesh Kvutzos Anoshim V'Noshim, there are groups of men and women that go to listen to Lishmoya Drasha, that go to listen to Shurim over Yom Tov. V'noisim, they interact with each other. V'noisim, zemzeh, they interact with each other. Tosfos brings this Rashi, and Tosfos says, V'yeshoimrim, lekach noagu lis'anois la'achar Pesach u'la'achar Sukkos. Since Yom Tov is a time when people go to Shurim and then these interaction men and women, and it's Bali de Yichud li de Avera. So Mela, therefore, we Misana, we have after Yom Tov, which is what we know is Bahab. So the Makoyer for Bahab is actually not a Gemara, it's in the Rishonim. The Rishonim are the first ones to bring the Makoyer for Bahab. And that's the first reason. We'll see these four reasons for Bahab. The first reason is tshuva on the Yichud and Avera of what Yichud could come to of what happened over Yom Tov, which would really come out. Technically, it's for a person that was Nichshal in Yichud. Somebody that wasn't Nichshal really wouldn't have to fast, doesn't have to say the Slichus of Bahab. That's the first reason. The second reason why we fast and why we say Slichas on Bahab this coming Monday, we start Monday, Thursday, Monday, is Mavur in the Tur. The Lashon HaTur, I read the Lashon, V'noyagim ba'ashkenaz v'tzarfas, l'sanois sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, Monday, Thursday, and Monday, achra Pesach v'achag, says the Tur, b'shvil sheyimei ha'moedem yimei mishta v'simcha, it's a time that a person eats and drinks. It's a happy time. Ulai chatu. Maybe a person will come li de avera. He doesn't say in particular which avera, which would actually be mashma that since it's a yemei simcha mishta, it's a lax time. A person could be nichshol in any avera. A person could be nichshol. He didn't learn properly. Bittul Torah. A person went to sleep late, so he missed his man kriya shma. The Be'er Hativ in Sifkat and Aleph actually says the Bakal, a person can be Nichshal on Yom Tov. And he says, what Averis? He says, Hilchis Yom Tov is very complex. Yom Tov, certain Melachas are Mutter. However, even though it's Mutter, it's only Mutter L'Tzorech Tzah. So a person thinks you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, different, you're allowed to carry. But it's only Mutter if there's a Tzorech. If there's no Tzorech, it's not Mutter. And even Chalomoyed, person is allowed to work. It's only b'makom hefsid, davar ovid from the Karen. These many halachas that apply to in Hilchas Chalamoid. And b'meila, a person can be nichshal, very easy, can be nichshal in these halachas, can be nichshal on it. So b'meila, that's the second reason why, so after Sukkot and after Pesach, we do tshuva on what we were nichshal on general averus. So this makes it a little easier why more or less everybody is included in the Tainus Bahab and the Slichas, because it's once we're already general, people are besimcha and they're more lax, they can be nichshal in all types of averus, or not so mahadir b'mitzvahs. So that's why we have two reasons so far why we have Tainus Bahab after Sukkot and after Pesach. Why don't we have Bahab after Shavuos? Just like we have after Sukkot and Pesach, Shavuos is also a Yom Tov. So the Magen Avraham says the reason why we don't have it after Shavuos is since Shavuos is only one day, or even in Chutz Laretz it's 2 days. So therefore, whether if the reason is the first reason of being Nichshal B'Yichud with Shiurim, it's after a week of interaction of the Noshim V'Noshim that come to the Shir, or even Stam, any mitzvahs V'Averis, is only if it's a week-long festival, Yemei Simcha Mishta, not if it's just 1 day or 2 days. I actually said the Shir over middle of the week, and somebody asked me, and what's if Shavuos comes out to be 3 days? Let's say this year, Shavuos is going to be Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. I hear 3 days, not 7 days. But that's what the Magen Avraham says, that Shavuos, they were a Masakin. Maybe once it's usually not 3 days, so they were a Masakin. That's with Shavuos. What's about Chanukah? Chanukah is not 1 day. Chanukah is 8 days. The Levush asks the question, Chanukah is coming up soon, so why don't we have Bahab? Why don't we do Tshuva on after Chanukah, Bahab, to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday with Slichas? The Levush says two terutzim, and I think what the Olam said is at least either that or included in these two terutzim. Very good. Yitzi and Yeshua. The Levush says, first of all, Chanukah, you don't work. Chanukah, you work. It's a regular work day. He's not off. And the Mela side is not so much with Shurim that people have their regular schedule. And side, the second reason you may Simcha Mishta, which people are busy. And also, so again, he says two reasons. One reason is because Chanukah is not like Yom Tov. Chanukah is regular. People are busy with their regular day. Regular, there's no Issa Malacha. People work. And V'oid, Chanukah, there's no din Mishta V'Simcha. So since there's no din Mishta V'Simcha, we said before Mishta V'Simcha is what makes it's a person's more relaxed and he's able to do Averis. So Chanukah, there's no din Mishta V'Simcha, and therefore Chanukah, there's no reason of V'Hab.
I think what I remember learning Chanukah, what's the Levush is based on, there was a minik to take off 8 days that didn't work. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and the Negev Mishnah Loshen, that they shouldn't do that as a minik because it brings, you just can get the Zachen that the Oyman is going about.
The third reason for why we fast Bahab is brought in the Levush. Also in the Levush. And the Levush says, because since it's a change of weather, from Sukkot to after Sukkot, we're changing in from summer to winter, it's fall, but there's a change of weather. And the same is Pesach to Sukkot, there's a change of weather from winter to summer, with spring in the middle, but there's a change of weather. So it's actually a tefillah, not like what we said till now. It's a bakasha on, it's a tshuva on the avar for averus. It's actually a tefillah, a bakasha on the asid that we don't get sick. Sigh from the winter to the summer, and sigh from the summer to the winter.
Isn't that what
tefillah is? Very good. And chanami taka. So this is another tefillah, which means now we're davening for rain. This Monday we're going to daven for the proper rain, taka like Geshem. And then when the summer comes, it's not really so much Geshem. It's either that the Geshem, the rain shouldn't be harmful or shidofen, different things what we daven. But enchanami taka, you're right. We daven for Geshem Shemini Atzeres. And now Bahab is also another. No. This is not what we'll daven. I'm sorry, not about the rain. This is the Vaila we're talking about, the change of weather. I'm sorry. We'll get to that in a minute about Tal. I'm sorry. The third reason why we say Bahab is for the change of weather, which comes out, if that's the reason, we understand why Shavuos we don't say Bahab, because there's no change of weather. And same is also for Shavuos, there's no change. Chanukah also, there's no change of weather. The fourth reason, like Yitzi is pointing out, the fourth reason, which the Elia Rabba says, is for rain. For rain, we're davening for rain. In Geshem, we daven Shemini Atzeres for rain. We're davening now, Bahab is going to be for rain. And Pesach is also, whether if it should rain in the right time, because it should rain before the end of the crop, or other parts, like we daven in Tal. But it's more for what grows, there shouldn't be any damage in what grows. The rain. So far we have four reasons why we have Bahab. Two reasons are for tshuva in the past, and two reasons are a tefillah on the asid. Why is Bahab those particular days, Monday, Thursday, and Monday? Meaning to say, why Monday? Let's say Bahab has to be 3 days. Why not three consecutive days? Why is it Monday, Thursday, Monday? What's the mile of the Monday, Thursday, Monday? So Tosfos and Baba Kama on the Gemara says that we lane Kriyas HaTorah Monday and Thursday. Why do we lane Monday and Thursday? You shouldn't go 3 days, very good, 3 days without learning. So therefore, we lane Mondays and Thursdays, so during the week, there won't be 3 days without learning. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Masak, and we learn these 3 days. You shouldn't go 3 days without learning. So Tosfos asks the question, why Dafka Monday and Thursday? Maybe Tuesday and Wednesday, or Sunday and Wednesday, or Monday and... What does it have to be? Why Dafka Monday and Thursday? So Tosfos says, Tosfos brings the Medrash. The Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the Luchas, Shnius, he went up to Shamayim to get the second Luchas, says the Medrash, he went up on a Thursday, and he came down on a Monday. So Melech Zok Tosfos, you see, it's a Eis Ratzon for when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luchas and when Moshe Rabbeinu came down. Since it's the Eitz Ratzin, so therefore we will masakin that Kriyas HaTorah should be on a Monday and a Thursday. So Tosfos says, Ulechein Nagu Nami L'Sanois Bebeiz Vehei. Therefore, the Tainus, the mile we fast, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch Tav Kuf Pei, fasting is also, when do we fast? We fast Mondays and Thursdays. So Mamela, that's why Bahab, if you want to know Bahab, we fast Monday, Thursday, Monday, because he's a Mila, it's an Eis Ratzon to fast on a Monday and a Thursday. So therefore, Bahab is Monday, Thursday, Monday on those days. And what's Beis and Hay? Meaning to say is those are the particular days. I don't know why three times... But if it's three times would come out to be Sunday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, and Monday.
He went up once, he came down once. So we should fast Thursday, Monday, that's it. That's the first Monday.
You're asking that he only went up once and came down once. You're right. That's a good question. But the idea is just pointing out, the idea is just pointing out that there's a mile, there's a significance in those particular days. But it doesn't, it could be 10 times also. The idea is just why we do Monday and Thursday. You could say whatever, but that's that. Once we know, we have established that it's three times, we got to know where to fast those 3 days. So it's Monday, Thursday, and Monday, because those are Mondays and Thursdays have a Mila. We said that Bahab, at least the first two reasons, is to do tshuva on Yom Tov, on Sukkot and Pesach. Why don't we start Bahab right after Yom Tov? Let's say, for an example, this year, Sukkot, we could have started Parshas Noach. Not even this week, but last week. Why don't we start right away after Yom Tov? So it's Mavur and the Lavush. The Lavush says, for Pesach, it's very simple why we don't start right after Pesach. Since these are Halach and Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to fast in all of Nisan, so Mamela, we don't start Bahab the month of Nisan, we actually start after Nisan. And what's about Rosh Chodesh, what's about Tishrei? Says the Lavush, since it's Rabu Boy Amayadois, these Yom Tovim, so Mamela, it's not, he says also, a Svara, therefore we don't want to start fasting in Tishrei, and we start Bahab after Tishrei. That's what the Lavush says, so therefore we start after Tishrei. Now, it's very good we start after Tishrei, but why can't you start right after, meaning to say is the first Monday, before even this year, but before the first Monday out of Tishrei, Cheshvan, Beis Cheshvan, not Beis Cheshvan, Monday, the first Monday of Cheshvan you should start, says the Maril, that whether if it's Shabbos Mevarchim or Kol Shkein this year, that this past Shabbos Parshas Noach was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and he brings a pasuk in Kehelis, the pasuk says, B'yoyim Toiva, and B'yoyim Toiva Heyei B'toiv, on a good day, it should be good, and Memela. So we don't even want to make the Misha Berach that we say on Shabbos, the Misha Berach for those that are Mes'ana, that fast on Bahab. So therefore, we push it off another week. So even though we could start already right away after, once it's Rosh Chodesh, into Cheshvan, but since we make a Misha Berach before the Bahab, the Shabbos before the Monday, Thursday, Monday, and if it falls out to be, whether if it's on Shabbos Mevarchim, or let's say like this year, This past Shabbos was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So we don't want to make a Misha Berach on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, this whole week, Lach Lucha, we didn't start Bahab. The Misha Berach is actually going to be this coming Shabbos, Shabbos Parashas Lach Lucha. We're going to make the Misha Berach, and we're going to start next week Bahab.
What's the big deal with Misha Berach?
So
I'm Misha Berach is over here more by other Tanis. What's the big deal with this Misha Berach?
So you're asking, good, what's the problem of making the Misha Berach on a...
What do you need it for?
What do you need it?
Yeah.
Well, it's so significant.
Exactly, thank you. You don't make a Misha Berach for Shofar, you don't feel fast all 6 weeks, and you don't make a Misha Berach for Shmatanus or Serbet Tavis or other fasts. What's...
I hear. One thing I could tell you, the difference between... Bahab and other Tanesim technically you mechuyif to fast. Over here it's not a chiv, it's really something more extra, so making a Misha Berach for an extra. That's a good question. To fast over there, we have to go through where exactly the Makor is about Shoivim. But Bahab, which we see has a Makor in the Rishonim, so we make a Misha Berach.
It sounds like it's contingent on the Misha Berach. It sounds like Misha Berach carries that weight. Then we won't start the whole thing because of the Misha Berach.
No, that's true that we don't start because obviously we're making a Misha Berach for those that are going to fast, so it's only Shaykh to make it. You see, it's very important, Misha Berach, Vaharaya. Rafal's saying, Vaharaya, maybe just skip the Misha Berach on a year. Okay, Lamaisa, if you make the Misha Berach, so why should you skip it on a year that somebody on a half a year when you can't make it? Let's say on a Shabbos or Shchedesh.
If Monday is the first day of Bahab, why can't you make the Misha Berach Monday morning? Why have to be on Shabbos? Have you been together at Corinth's office that doing Bahab? Make the Misha Berach right then and there. What's this whole thing with Shabbos?
So the truth is that the Misha Berach is really for those that are going to fast. He's saying, why don't you do it on the fast itself? Why do you have to do it before? Amaisa, we do it before. I hear the question. Why can't you do it? Why can't you do a Bashas Mais on Monday? I don't know.
Is it like promising the fast?
We're going to get to that also, Morty. We'll get to that shortly about if a Blive's a Kabbalah of a fast. Let's move on a little bit. I'll take more questions soon. I want to end on time. So we have so far that we Takeda Misha Berach is important, and therefore we push it off. We push off the whole Bahab for either not Rosh Chodesh benching and not to make the Misha Berach on Rosh Chodesh like this year. What happens if we're ready, we pushed it off, we're holding now Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha tomorrow? What happens if tomorrow morning there's a bris in shul? Or if what happens if it's Shabbos Sheva Brachas? It's Nageya, my uncle just made a chasana Wednesday night. And this Shabbos Sheva Brachas, the chasana's going to be in shul. Do you say to Misha Berach or do you not say to Misha Berach? So the Morgan Avram says, and the Mishabura brings a halacha, that since when a chasana's there, and since when a bris is there, he brings Meheyois Toiv, something else, not beyond Toiva, which we brought before, something else, Meheyois Toiv, you should actually push off the Bahab, you should push it off to Mincha. That's what the Morgan Avram says. We already pushed it off, not Shabbos Mavarchim, not Shabbos Rish Chodesh. We push it off from the morning, we push it off to Mincha. Which that really, you know, is Ma'alim, what Yitzi's question is, if you don't have to do it Shabbos morning, push it off to Mincha, maybe push it off to Monday. Now, Reb Shlomo Yosef is asking, which we'll get to in a minute, mamash in a minute, but first let's just see Klar the Din. Again, if Shabbos morning, these are chasen, a chasen meaning to say is a Shabbos Sheva Brachas, or a bris, you push it off to Mincha. Prima Gadim also brings it. Reb Shlomo Yosef is asking a Gavaldi Akasha, and Reb Moshe, what'd you say?
The chas will be Mincha too.
Ah, Gavaldik, the both of you, Yitzi, well asked. The Chayra, the Chassan will be there by Mincha also. Rav Moshe Feinstein asks the Shailan Igris Moshe. He brings this din of the Magen Avram, and he's bothered with something else also. And he asks, in general, he says, he doesn't really understand what's the problem, Bechlal, to make a Misha Berach when a Chassan's there, and to make a Misha Berach when there's a bris. What's the problem? What's the Misha Berach for somebody that fasts, and for the Slichas of Bahab? When a chassan, do we not fast when a chassan comes into shul? Is it a stira? The fasting is not avelus, it's tshuva. So why can't the chassan, why is it a problem? When a chassan's in shul on a tainus, do we not say slichas? Of course we say it. That's his first question. So what's the problem of saying the Misha Berech tomorrow morning, even if he's a chassan and even if he's a bris over there? The second question he asks is what? Shlomi Yosef, what you're asking is a gevaldige shaila taka. What do you gain by pushing off when the sheva brachas the chassan's there? The chassan's there by mincha also. So what are you accomplishing pushing it to mincha? Therefore, he says that the reason in the Magen Avraham to push off by a chassan, to push it off to mincha, is because it used to be when there was a chassan in shul, they used to read a different Haftarah. Sheva Brachas, they used to read the Haftarah of Sais Asis. So therefore, Sais Asis, when you're reading Sais Asis, says the Magen Avraham, Mehayoyis Toiv, therefore, we push it off to Mincha. It's true by Mincha, the Chassan's also going to be there. But as the Haftarah, we will push it off. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, that today that we don't read Sais Asis, you should say it by Shacharis. So really what comes out, we have a machloikis. Magen Avraham, the Shemur brings the halacha, says that you should say it by mincha. And Rav Moshe says that was really then. But now you should really say it by shacharis. Just on the question that's being asked, which Rav Moshe asked, what do you gain by pushing it off to mincha? The Maimer Martcha says a lashon like this. He brings, what do you gain by pushing it off to mincha? He says, V'nira pirusha de'ein toiv lahasker inyan tainis b'tzibur b'shah simchas amila v'hachasana she'ikra, which the chasan, she'ikra b'shachris. Does he mean out staff Torah and just in general she'ikra b'shachris? And therefore you push it off to mincha. Just agav, the Lashon HaMagen Avraham is mehayoyis toiv, heyei b'toiv. And Lamaisa, the Shar Ephraim says that it's a toyis, it's really the pasuk, the other pasuk. Now, it's not the pasuk of Me Yois Toiv, it's the pasuk of B'yoyim Toiva. So the Vayla, we have these four reasons why we fast Bahab and say Slichas, and we also already established that we only start the Misha Berech LaBahab only after Shabbos Mevarchim and after Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and even we're going to say the Misha Berech this coming Shabbos. We see it's not so clear what happens if these are chasim by Sheva Brachas. If you push it off from Shacharis to Mincha, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah says to push it off. And Rav Moshe says that Bezmanenu really should keep it by Shacharis. Where do you say the Misha Berech? You say the Misha Berech Shabbos morning. Where is the Misha Berech said? Between Shacharis and Musaf. So these three Shitas. The Shitas HaLavush is to say it after Ashrei, before Yahalalu, you pick up the Sefer Torah, to be Mevorach, to call withholding the Sefer Torah, that's where you should say it. Well, that's the Levush, Prima Gadim brings it as well. First sheet is to say to Misha Berach for Bahab, after Ashrei, before you, when you pick up the Sefer Torah, before you say Yahalalu. The Shara Ephraim says, the Lashon HaShar Ephraim is that you should say it after Yahalalu. The words are, Achre Yahalalu, you say it. Says the Likutei Mariach that it's a mistake. It's a toyus sefer. V'ulai, it's supposed to say Koidim Yahalalu. What's the problem of after Yahalalu? Why not after Yahalalu? The Pashas is because between Yahalalu and Hoidel Eretz V'Shamayim is really, it's a hefsik and it's in the middle of a pasuk. When the Chazan says Yahalalu Hashem, Yahalalu, and then we say Hoidu, it's really one pasuk. So it's a hefsik in the middle of a pasuk. If you take a look, actually in the Art Scroll Siddur, they put the Misha Berech, you have a Siddur open, if you take a look, it's actually brought Yahalalu, Hoidel Eretz V'Shamayim, afterwards, and then over here they put the Misha Berech LaBahab afterwards. So that's the second Shita, which the Lekut HaMariach says is a toyus. The Shara Ephraim says to say it after Yahalalu. The third shita is the shita which is brought in Luach Eretz Yisrael. There it says you should actually say it before Ashrei. Before Ashrei, really together with all the other Mishaberachs that we say in Yom Kippurim and Avarachim, you should put it over there. Why should it be before Ashrei? Because there's a halacha, the Mishabura brings in Reish Pei Dalet of Katan Tezvav, that you're not supposed to be mafsik between Ashrei and Kaddish before Musaf. Which really means, person really shouldn't make announcements, what time, Mincha, Daf Yoimi, the Mishabura says, you're not supposed to be mafsik between Ashrei before Musaf, and the Kaddish of Musaf. Because the Kaddish of Musaf goes on the Ashrei. You shouldn't be mafsik. So therefore,
after Ashrei, before Yahalot.
Aha.
So they have the hafsek, but they have it before Yahalu.
So that would be before Yahalu, would be like the Levush says. Yeshua showing over there, right, the first sheet is to say it before Yahalu, but after Ashu, which it does it say over there to pick up, to take it, Oicha Sefer Torah B'yadai? The Levush says you take the Sefer Torah, but it's before Yahalu. So the third sheet is a sheet to say it before Ashri, and the reason why to say before Ashri, you shouldn't be mafsik. It happens to just be Reb Chaim Kanevsky and Isha Yisrael says that it's fine for those that are no yikaka to say it after Asher, even though we see that there's a problem to be mafsik. But since if that would be the place, let's say because he's a mile of picking up the Sefer Torah, so maybe let's consider it tzayrach and he's no hafsik.
We make hafsik anyway now with you, however. Question. The whole putting back this
inventory, to do it, yeah, and the Chanami, Nusach Ashkenaz, that you do it earlier, yeah. Just to conclude with one more din, which Morty brought up before about the Kabbalah Satinus, which is brought, in the Mishabura says that everyone should answer Amen on the Mishaberach, and it doesn't lie by Kabbalah Satinus. The same thing is also the Shaar Ephraim says, even though if a person wants to be by Kabbalah Satinus, the Amen is enough for Kabbalah Satinus, but you're not Mechuyif to, and therefore by just saying Amen, it's not a Kabbalah Satinus. So Mela, of course, everyone should answer on the Mishaberach, everybody should answer Amen. So just to be Besaka, what we have over here, we have four reasons for to be Mes'ana on Bahab. One is at Yichud, and Yichud at Bali de Avera, or because of the other stam, a person's relaxed over Yom Tov, it's Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, and a person can come to any Avera or any lack of mitzvahs. We said another reason for Bahab is on the Asid, because of the change of weather, people shouldn't get sick for the rain. And the opposite for also when it comes Nisan. That's the four reasons. We said that we only make the Mishaberach LeBahab, we don't start Bahab obviously in Tishrei and Nisan, and we even the Mishaberach we don't say not on Rosh Chodesh benching and not on Rosh Chodesh itself, and questionable what happens when these are chasen. And then we said these three shitas, we are to say the Mishaberach LeBahab on Shabbos. Either you say it on after Yahalalu, I'm sorry, before Yahalalu when you pick up the Sefer Torah, so you have the Sefer Torah before Yahalalu, or there's a shita which could be the Torah Sefer is after Yahalalu, and then there's a third shita to say it before Ashrei, so it shouldn't be a hafsek. Shabbos.
Read the